The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Bobby standing by. The rumour file is open. 9221182. $500 cash you can win this morning just for phoning your rumour through. 9221182. Go to it right now. Morning, Bob.
Why, thank you, Basil, and good morning to you and to Millsy. Michael Cohen, the former personal lawyer and fixer to Donald Trump, is publicly testifying before the House Oversight Committee today, delivering remarks under oath in which he calls the president a racist, a con man, and a cheat. Cohen also contends President Trump knew in advance of WikiLeaks' plan to publish hacked Democratic National Committee emails, and Cohen detailed how deeply and personally involved he says Trump was in the scheme to pay off an adult film actress who alleged she had an affair with Trump. Cohen says Trump told him to lie about that. The public testimony kicked off contentiously as Republicans made motions to delay the hearing, arguing Cohen's opening statement and physical evidence was not submitted to them early enough. With Democrats in the majority, though, the committee voted that delay down. The man who once said he would take a bullet for Trump, then unloaded on the president while criticizing himself.
I am ashamed that I chose to take part in concealing Mr. Trump's illicit acts rather than listening to my own conscience. I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
Michael Cohen there, Millsy.
Wow. This is from a bloke who's also got a checkered background, though, Bob.
Yes, he does, Millsy. For Cohen will be going to prison in May for 3 years for, in part, lying to congressional committees in 2017. Today, committee Republicans took turns in reminding TV viewers over and over again of Cohen's lies and deceit. Representative Mark Green of Tennessee.
No one can see this guy as credible. He will say whatever he wants to accomplish his own personal goals. He's a fake witness.
Cohen says he understands the animosity, but
I am remorseful, and I am going to prison. I will be away from my wife and family for years.
Cohen, as the result of his convictions for those lies and financial fraud, was disbarred yesterday in New York State. Trump, meanwhile, is in Hanoi holding his second summit with Kim Jong-un, but that has not stopped him from tweeting about what's going on back in Washington. And Trump tweets, Michael Cohen was just disbarred by the state Supreme Court for lying and fraud. He did bad things unrelated to Trump. He is lying in order to reduce his prison time.
Interesting times. Thank you, Bob. Have
good
a good
on you,
night.
Bobby.